Our search for happiness might be leading to depression. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Brock Bastian, associate professor in the School of Psychological Sciences at the University of Melbourne, explores whether seeking something could be pushing it farther away.
Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. It is reaching epidemic proportions, especially within the West. This raises the question of what it is about Western culture that may be causing depression. Recently, we asked people who were feeling depressed to complete a short survey each day for a month, asking them about their depressive symptoms as well as whether they had felt socially pressured not to experience feelings of anxiety or depression on that day. Also, whether they thought that others saw them as a failure when they did have those feelings. We found that this social pressure reliably predicted increased symptoms of depression on the next day, even when controlling for depression on the previous day. Furthermore, using network analysis, we were able to show that this social pressure was central within a network of depressive symptoms. In another study, we recreated the type of social environment that might lead to this social pressure by decking out a room with happiness books and posters, and then induced people to experience failure on a task, either in the happy room or a normal room. Participants in the happy room were 3 times more likely to ruminate on their failure compared to those in the normal room. We know that rumination is closely linked to depression, and by reconstructing a kind of micro-happiness culture in one of our testing rooms, we had shown that people respond badly to negative setbacks in environments where happiness is highly valued. Promoting happiness has many benefits, but when people feel pressured to be happy all the time and that they should never experience negative emotions, this appears to ironically promote rather than alleviate the experience of depression. We strongly believe that the causes of depression need to be understood in a way that reaches beyond individuals to the societies and cultures in which they live.
That was Brock Bastian of the University of Melbourne. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.